Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Naftali Greenberg. Maseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Be'ezras Hashem, we're holding on the Aflamad Dalad of Abayz. The Ran learns that Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin asked any boy to Rava, so what's the halacha if somebody says, Ki kari alecha, v'nasta lai b'matana, and then after that he gives it as a present to the Mudar. So do we say that kikari means dafka calls man that it's mine? Or do we say that no, the das of the madir was that the kikar should be usur even after he gives it to the mudar? And so the Ran learns that the Gemara answers, the Rava answers that really it's going to be usur even after he gives the kikar away to the mudar. And then Rava brings a raya to his svara. Rava says that I'll prove it to you that his das was to usur the kikar even after he gives it away as a matana. Because if his das was the only close man that he is the bailim of the kikar, so then what does he have to make a neder for? Even without his neder, the mudar is not allowed to come be nene from his kikar without asking for permission. It would be gzela. Elamai, you'll tell me he's choshish that the mudar is going to come and steal the kikar from him. So the Ran says that we're not choshish for that. The madir doesn't have that in his mind that the mudar is going to steal the kikar from him. So al korachach, we say that the das of the madir was even after he gives it to him as a matana. To which the Gemara is madchen that raya by saying, no, really, lo'ilam, I'll tell you that his das was only to aser the kikar kozman that it's his. And so what was the tachlis of the neder? The whole raya was, in came, what's the tachlis of making such a neder if it's only going to be aser kozman that he owns the kikar? The Gemara answers, the i'azmineyale, which means the purpose of the neder is that if the madir would invite the muda to come eat by him at his house, a suda, to eat a meal at him by his house, so he would not be able, in that case, the muda would not be able to eat from the kikar, because in such a case, the kikar still belongs to the madir. So therefore, the muda would be eating from the madir's kikar, which would be also bahana. But in a chenami, if he would give it to him as a matana, the kikar would be mutter. From this Ran, the Koivetz Shiurim in Psachim, Simon Kuf Lamar Aleph, is Medayik, a very big Yisoid. He says, from this Ran we see that if somebody invites somebody to come eat by him at his house and gives him food to eat, so the food that he's eating is not his own. He's not koine the food that the host gives him. He's eating the food of the hosts. We see this also in the Rajba, in Bab Metziyah Daf Peches. The Gemara over there learns out that a lokeach, somebody who buys peiros or buys tfua, is not chayv midoraisa in being mafish shumas and raisus. And the Rajba asks a kasha on that he says that if buying tfua and buying peiros is only chayv midorabanan on shumas and raisus, so why do we find a chazal or machayev chiv hafrasha midin d'mai? There's a chiv of d'mai. D'mai means that since we don't know, we have a suffix. If somebody buys two from an Amaretz, we have a suffix if he was mafrish. So we have to be mafrish misuffix. So in fact, the Rajba is only a suffix derabana. Bishma, if somebody has his own tua, so then there's a chiv deraisa. But the whole chiv of demai is only if he buys tua from an Amaretz, in which case it's only a suffix derabana. So why was Chazal so machmir to be mechayiva hafrash and be derabana? The Rajba answers that Chazal were choishish that somebody would go to eat by an Amaretz's house, in which case he's eating from the Amaretz, and therefore he'd be chayv midoraisa, because he's not a lokeach, he wasn't kind of the food. So we see from this Rajba also, says the Bochanan, that somebody who's eating as a guest in somebody else's house, the food that the Baal HaBayis serves him is not his own. He's eating from the Baal HaBayis' food. Me'idach gisa, toisvis in psachim daf chavtes, there's a sugi in psachim daf chavtes. The Gemara there is discussing a three-way machlekas tanaim about the status of chametz before Pesach, on Pesach, or after Pesach. And the Gemara is talking about the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So Rashi learns that according to Rabbi Yehuda, just like we say that by the Isra of Baal Yeroyah, shal cha iyataroyah, aval taroyah shal achayim, which means somebody is allowed to have in his house the chametz of a goy. So too Rabbi Yehuda holds, according to Rashi, shal cha iyataoichel, aval taoichel shal achayim, that somebody is allowed to eat the chametz of a goy on Pesach. To which Tosis over there asks, B'dibur Maskel B'dinhu, Tosis asks on Rashi, what's the case, what's the mitzias of somebody eating the chametz of a goy on Pesach? Hare if the goy gives it to him to eat, I efshar im lo yehei shaloi b'shas achila. says Tosfos, it's impossible for someone to give food for it's impossible that he gives food to the Yid to eat, and he eats it, and it's not his. It can't be that it won't be his. It won't become his. Rabbi Choron, and also the Makor Chaim and Siman Tov Samech Vav is medayik from this Tosfos that Hepich HaGomer from the Ran, that even if the das of the oichel, person eating, is to bedafka not be kind of the food, he's kind anyways. Just the etzem fact that he's taking the food al das to eat it, and he puts it in his mouth and he eats it, that's a kinyan. So we see that Hepich HaGomer from the Ran and the Rajba. The Ran and the Rajba held that he's not koinah. And Tosfos hold, even if he wants to be koinah, he is koinah. The Sfas Emes in Masechet Sukkah Daf Lamed Hey says that l'fi the poiskim that hold that chometz on that matzah, the matzah's mitzvah on Leil Pesach requires lachem, meaning that the person who's eating the matzah has to own the matzah, has to be his own matzah. He says a person should be careful that when he goes to be a guest at somebody's house to eat on Leil Seder, that the balabais, the host, should be makna the matzah to his orchim before the suda. He should be makna to them so that they're eating their own chomet, they're eating their own matzah. The chayre the svasemis should be totally on these 2 days. That according to the Ran and the Rajba, it's a very good cheshbon, because if he's not makna to them lahedia, so it comes out that they're eating the matzah of the balabas, the balabais, and it's not their own matzah. Mashain kein lafi toisvis, it could be that they're koine the matzah, and therefore you don't have to go through the, you don't have to make an official hakno before he eats it. The Ramo in Evan Ezra Simin Chof Chesiv Yud Zayin, it's paskins that if somebody's eating at somebody else's house and he takes the food that the host gives him and he uses it to be Makadish and Isha, so the Isha is Mekudeshes. The Taz there asks on the Ramah from a Gemara in Chulin Daf Tzadik Dalad that says that somebody who's eating as a guest in someone else's house, it's also for him to take the food that the host gives him and to feed it to the children of the host. It's also to do that. The Taz understands the reason is because it's not your food. It's not your food to give away. The host gave it to you to eat, and you're not allowed to do what you do as you wish with it. So it's mashma from this Taz also that he's not koinah the food that the balabais gives him to eat. It's just for him to eat, and he can't do anything else with it. And therefore, he's chalik on the Ramah, and he says that Moshe is only a sofik mikudeshes. The Marshal there says that there's a chalik between how much food did the guest eat. If the guest was mitzamtem and he ate less than he would have wanted to eat, so then the leftover food that he has is actually his to take and to use, and he can be mechadesh nisha with it. Masha'en kein, if he ate his full portion, then to take any extra food from there to give it away would be gezel, and that's not his mamon. Bekitzer, just to make a sikum, we have machlokes Ran, Rajba, and Tosfos about the status of the food that the host gives over to the guests, and then we have this interesting chumra of the Sfas Emes that looks like lechayre it's going dafka l'fi the Ran and the Rajba, and not doesn't stim so well with Tosfos and Psachim. And then you have this chiluk of the marshal that's machalik between whether he ate his whole portion or whether he has something left. The Gemara is mamshich and daf lamed hayamud aleph. The Gemara asks an esave on Rava, from the Brisa. The Brisa says that if somebody says parashani konu ilach, and then he gives it to him as a matana, so it's mutter. So you see from there that because he said that it's mine, he specified that the part that I own is also to you. After he gives it away to the mutar as a gift, so mele it's not us anymore because now it's no longer in the possession of the madir. So it's a kasha on Rava. Rekiv Eger in the Gilyan asks a kasha that hare lefi the ran, the whole hechuch of Rava that it was usher was because if it would be mutar, so what bichlal was the toelus of the nether? The whole point of the neder is that he doesn't want the muda to be nene from his kikar, and that's only shaykh if he gives it to him as a matana. So al kochach he had das that it should be also to him even after he gives it to him. But over here we're not talking about a kikar; we're talking about a para. A para is something that you can lend; you can be mashil to somebody. So over here, there's no hechrich that his das was that it should be usher, even if he's machne the para to the mudar, because maybe really his das is that even that if he would be machne to the mudar, it would be mutter. But his das was that it should be usher to him to lend it to him.
or shaking a key card, it's not shaykh to lend somebody a key card. So there was a hechrich to say that his das was to aser it even after he's machnet to him the key card. This would be Kiva Ego's kasha. The Peres Yosef in the back of the Dharm answers the kasha by saying that was Rava's original Havamina. Rava's original Havamina was that it's aser even after he gives it to him, because why else would he have asered the kikar on the mudar? But the Gemara was madcha that swar. The Gemara said no, it's lafuke di yazmine Allah. The neder was for the case where the madir invited the mudar to come eat by him. That's the hechatims of the neder. But in echnami, if he would give it to him as a matana, maybe it would be mutter. And we see that Rava, even after that dichoy, still didn't change his mind. So Al Korchach says the Paris Yosef, Rava held that even without that svara, even without that haychacha, just the etzem loshon of kikari alecha has no mashmos that he meant that it should be mutter to the mudar after he gives it to him. Memela, the Gemara has a kasha, even without that svara, that even when we don't have that svara, it's still going to be Shran Rava, because Rava held even without that svara, so it's going to be also to the mudar when he gives it to him as a matana. It's important to add before we go weiter, the lashon of the iboy and daflam adarum beis, the way we have it in our Giyusa, is boy bnei Reb Chiya bar Abi Mirava ki kari alech v'nasa boy b'matana mahu ki kari amalei ki isa b'yeshusi huda asar oydilma alecha amalei alei shivisi hektish, which Tosis speaks out that the pshat in the iboy is that from the fact that he said the word alecha has a mashmos le'olam. Even after the madir gives the kika to the mudar, still the kika is going to be aser. Meaning, even though he said kikari, which indicates that he only wants to aser the kika kozman that he owns it, and not after he gives it to the mudar as a matana, but lashon alecha has a different mashmos. It's mashmos le'olam. Tosfos asks a very strong kasha. He says, "Lafi that girsa, what was the Gemara's kasha on the Flamet Hamanav? The brisa that we're holding in right now. The lashon of the brisa is Amrloi Hashileni Parascha Amrloi Koinem Parash Ani Nehen Elach. That's the girsa of Tosfos. Koinem Parash Ani Nehen Elach. So, and then the hemshich of the brisa says that if after he dies or he gives it to him by matana, so it's going to be mutter to the mudar. So Tosfos says from there lechur there should be no kasha." Because the whole tzad that it should be also to the mudar even after he gives it to him as a matana is only because he said alecha. And over here in the braise, it doesn't say alecha. It just says para sha'ani nehen elach. So what's the raya b'chlal from the braise? So Tosfos suggests possibly explaining that really the Gemara's kasha is from the next lashon of the braise. The braise says nichsai alecha. Nichsai alecha. So maybe there he did say lashon alecha. So there we have a raya that even though he said alecha, still the neder is terminated after he gives the nechasim over to the mudar. But Tosfos says that would only work if the girsa of the seif of the brisa would be shenisnu loy b'matana, lashon plural, because nechasim is a plural thing. From the fact that the girsa of the brisa is shenasna loy b'matana, it's mashra the kash, the ikar kash of the brisa is only going back on the reisha of parasha anikanu ilach, and therefore Tosfos says the chore of this girsa is not correct, and we have to take out alecha from the girsa. And therefore, the kash is only the Gmarzi boy was just from the fact that he said kikari is mashma that he only wants to answer it kozman that it's his, or no, or stam we're not good with lashon kikari, and we say that he is das is that it should be also oilam, but not necessarily because of the lashon of alecha.
The next sugi that we're gonna do be'ezras Hashem is the sugi of yesh me'ila b'koinamas. The Gemara has an iboy of whether or not there's me'ila on an iser neder or not. The maskanas of sugi, according to the Ran and the Rambam, la halacha is that we pass in yesh me'ila b'kronomos. The Chazon Ish in Simen Kuf Lamed Vav, he declares what does it mean yesh me'ila b'kronomos? Is the pshat that it's there's merely a din me'ila that somebody who's oiver and iser neder and he's nene from something which is also to him b'hano, so he's chayev a korban me'ila just like by hektish, or is it more than that? Or is does the etzem hano that he's being nene have a din that he's actually being nene from hektish mamish? So he brings and it's actually a machleik. It seems that it's a machleik as rosh on the ram. The rosh in the Mishnah and daf lamed gimel amar alf in the when the Mishnah says Mokum Shenoitin Alei Aschar Tipul Hano Lehekdish. The Rosh over there says that if the machzir is moichel the fee for returning the aveda to the Baal aveda, so the Baal aveda has to return the hana, the money that he saved, to Hekdish. The lashon of the Rosh over there is that he cannot give it. He can't just throw the money to the Yam HaMelech, because the lav kol kamine lemafsid lehafsid lehekdish. V'hainu d'dayik mihacha b'gemara yesh me'ilu b'kanamas. V'hainu, the Rosh learns that from the din of yesh me'ilu b'kanamas doesn't just mean that there's a chiv korban, someone's nene from hekdish. It means that the hano that he gets from the iser neder, the hano has a din of hekdish, and therefore any hano that he gets from hekdish, it's as if hekdish is by him. It's as if the moment of hekdish is actually by him, and he has to he's to return it to hekdish. The Ran in the Flamed Hay explains mamish lahedia again, not like the Rosh. The Ran says when the Mishnah says tipul hano lehekdish, it's lav dafka, that we don't actually have to give the money to hekdish, but rather since the Ran explains since the Tana of the Mishnah was talking about Nidarim, and Nidarim have a din of Koinom, and Nidarim have a din of Hekdish, Lagabi the Chiyuv Me'ila. So he said, the Tana said, that Tipul Hano Lehekdish. But really he didn't mean that. Really he meant that he just has to get rid of the Hano, and he has to throw it to the Yam HaMelech. But we see from the Ran that the din of the Hano of the Neder is not that he's being Nene from Hekdish. He's being Nene from an Isser Neder. An Isser Neder is a different Isser than Isser Hekdish. Just the Isser Neder has a din, and it's Machayav Akorah Me'ila, just like Hekdish is. The Mishnah Lamelech, in Perek Dad Halacha Tes, has a suffix. That which we paskin, Yesh Me'ila B'Kinomis, is that dafka if somebody makes a Neder on a Dover Mesuyim? For example, he says, this Kikar is also to me, or this Kikar is also to you. Or is it even in a case where he asks his Hana on something? Behind it, there's no chefta, which is a chefta di sura. Just it's also for Ruvain to be nene from Shimon. But kihai gavna, it's very hard to hear that there's such a musik as yesh me'ila b'kinamas, because it's not doime at all to me'ila. It's not doime to hektish. But hektish is there's a chefetz which the hektish is chalon. And here there's nothing that the chefetz, there's no chefetz that the isra is chalon. There's an isra to be nene from Ruvain to be nene from Shimon. Chazanish, that same Chazanish, that's in Mekuf Lamed Vav, he brings a raya from this Rosh. Because the Rosh is talking about a case where the Baal Aveda, it's also for him to be Nene from the Madir. And it's not Mashma that it's Dafka talking about a case where he can't be Nene from a certain Tchefetz of the Madir. It's Mashma, even though he asked only his Hana from the Madir, still, in that case, the Rosh speaks out that when the Machzir is Moichel the Choyv to the Mudar, so the Mudar has to give the money to Hekdish. It's mashma from the Rosh that even in a case where the Hano is Aser, still we say that the Hano that he receives from the Madir has a din of Hekdish, and he has to give it back to Hekdish, and therefore the Chaznish is poishet the suffix of the Mishnah Melech. Another suffix that the Mishnah Melech has, in the same shtekel over there, Perek Dal Halacha Tes, is there's two forms, there's two ways of making a Neder. There's one way to make a Neder we know from the first Perek. A person could just say, this chavis, this kikar is also on me. Or he can say, he can be matvis bedavar hanoider. He can say, this chavis is also to me like a korban. So the Mishnah Melech declares, when we say yesh me'ila b'kinamis, do we mean even in the first case where he's not matvis in a korban? Or dafka, if he says that this chavis should be to me like a korban. Dafka, there we have a din of me'ila, because he said that it should be like a korban, so the din is chal like a korban, that there's a din me'ila. That's the shaila of the Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech is poishet the shaila. He says it's tolui on a machlekes Rosh and the Ran from the first perek, which the Mishnah Melech himself brings in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. That the machlekes is the Ran. It's actually a Ran in Shavuos also. The Ran in Shavuos says that the ikur neder hatoyra is if somebody just asers on himself. He asers on himself a chayfetz, and he's matvisit in something else. Also, the Shittas HaRosh in the Dharma, in the first parak, is the same way. That the Ikr Neder HaToyra is Ayideh HaTfasa. That he says, this Chavit should be like a carbon. Just when somebody doesn't say that, if somebody goes ahead and he asks for something without a HaTfasa, without saying it should be like a carbon, so the Neder is Chal Midin Yad. Midin Yad means that even when someone just says a mixas lashon, he doesn't speak out the full proper lashon of a neder. So Torah is mechadesh that we keilu, Torah keilu finishes his lashon. We finish his lashon on our own, and neder is chal anyway. So if somebody says this kikar should be asr on Pliny, and he doesn't say kehektish, it has a din like a yad, and it's as if he finished the whole sentence and said it should be like a carbon. Moshe Enkein, the Ran in Nidarim, is cholek on this Rosh. The Ran in Nedarim, it's a strickle steer. It seems like a steer between the Ran in Nedarim and the Ran in Shavuos. The Ran in Nedarim says that the Iker Neder HaTorah is a regular Neder. Stam is a, you don't, nothing to do with HaTfasa. He makes a Neder. Just there's a din that if somebody is matvis in a davar, if somebody's matvis, he can't be matvis in a davar ha'asr. He has to be matvis in a davar ha'nodur. Meaning he can't say it should be like chaylev or like dam. It has to be like a carbon, something which has a din of a nedir, that somebody asr. So zok the Mishnah Melech. Lefi the rosh in the darim. So for sure, every neder that a person makes, even if it's not ayideh hatfasa, it's going to have a din of mila b'kenomas, because every neder be'etzem has a din of hatfasa, even if he's not matfis. So it's as if he was matfis midin yad. Mashenkin, according to the Ran in the Dorim, it'll be tolu. It'll be tolu if he's matfis. So then has a din of a carbon. But if he's not matvis, yeshla ayin. If according to the Ran, it's going to have a din of, if it's going to have a din of a meila. It comes out an interesting thing. Lefi the Ran, it comes out lefi the Ran that there's actually two different types of iser neder. There's one heft of neder that a person makes that he's not matvis, and that's an iser neder. It's not like hektish. It has nothing to do with hektish. There's no meila. It's just a regular iser neder. And if he's matvis, then the iser is a heft of hektish. Interesting nekuda. The Ran in our sugya has a suffix. He asks like this: we find by meila, the halacha is by meila, by real hektish, after somebody's moil, if it's kedushas bedek habayis, if it's not kedushas mizbeach and it's not a kli sharis, if somebody's moil, the chevet goes lechulin, becomes mutter, the kedushas pakar, the kedusha goes off. So the Ran says, since by nedarim we pass in yesh meila b'kenomus, do we say the same thing, that if somebody's nene be'isser from the chayfetz, so now does the chayfetz go become mutter? Does the kedusha go, is the kedusha paka? It's the Ran Safek here, and it's Dibra Maskel will in your halacha on the Flamed Hay. The Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Kuf Chav Zayin Oiz Yud Dalet, says that it's Poshut, that the Safek of the Ran is Dafka in a case where he makes a neder kloli and not a neder prati. Because the Gemara says that according to the Mount Amr, Yesh Me'ila B'Kainamais, so even though the Din Me'ila B'Kainamais is the same, whether he asks it only on himself, or only to one other person, or he asks it on the whole world, either way there's Me'ila. If he asks it on one person, so there's Me'ila for that one person. If he asks it on the whole world, there's Me'ila for everybody. But Legabi, the Din of Pidyon, it's Choluk. If he asks it only on one person, there's no Pidyon. If he asks it on Kol Ha'olam, on everybody, then there's Pidyon. And there is pidyon. So says the Minchas Chinuch, it's poshut that the suffix of the Ran is dafka by a neder kloli where there's pidyon. That just like we say that we can be mafkiya the kedusha ayideh pidyon like hektish, so too there's a tzad in the Ran that ayideh an isser hano, somebody being nene from it, the isser's paka as well. Mashenke by a neder proti, which doesn't have pidyon, it means we can't be mafkia the kedusha of the neder, even ayideh pidyon, says the Minchas Chinuch, it's pashut, that ayideh somebody being nene be isser, the kedusha is not going to be paka. The Karen Oira says fakeret. He says, Vadai, if on a neder klaldi that has pidyon, the Ran doesn't have a suffix about that bechlal. That's pashut if somebody's nene be'isser, the kedusha is going to be pakka, the isser will be pakka from the neder by neder klaldi. The whole suffix of the Ran is dafka by neder prati. By neder prati, the Ran has a suffix if somebody's nene be'isser, do we say that the kedusha goes off?
Besikum of the sugya of Milu Bakinamos, we mentioned that the Chazon Ish says that there's a machlekes Ran in the Rosh Lagabe, what is the nature of the din of Yesh Milu Bakinamos? We said that according to the Rosh, the Isser Neder is actually considered a Hefta Shel Hektish, and that's why when the Gemara says Tipul Hanala Hektish, it means that he actually has to give the money back to Hektish, because it's considered that the Hanah that he got has a din of a Hefta Shel Hektish. Mashekin, the Ran just holds that Ran holds he can even throw the money to the Yama Melech. That the Hefta is not a Hefta of Hektish. There's a din in Nidarim that just like Hektish, there's a din of Me'ila, so too by Nidarim also there's a din of Me'ila. We spoke out two sveikas of the Mishnah Melech. One suffix was, does Yesh Me'il B'Kanamas have to be if the nether is only a dafka, a davar mesuyim, or can it be even if somebody answered his anah on somebody else? And we said the Chazon Ish brought a raya from the Rosh, because the Rosh holds that we apply the din of Yesh Me'il B'Kanamas even in the case of the Mishnah, where he's machzir lo avidasoy, which is not mashma that the machzir was asserd Adavar Masuyim on the Baal Aveda. Rather, it's mashma that his hana was asked to the Gamay to the Baal Aveda. And still we said that when he's Meichel the money to the Baal Aveda, that he has to give the money to Hektish. So it's mashma even when it's not only Adavar Masuyim. And the other suffix of Mishnah Melech was about Hatfasa. Does the nether have to be a day Hatfasa, that he's matfis in another Dover Hanoder, and Dafka there we say Yesh Bibur Kalama, so even when he just makes a nether stam without making any Hatfasa at all? And the Mishnah Melech was totally that shy, he spoke out that this is totally on the Machlekes Rishonim about what is the Iker Nether and what's considered a Yad. That if we say that the Iker Nether is always a day Hatfasa, and if somebody makes a nether without Hatfasa, so has din of a Yad, so it's partial that every nether has din of Hatfasa, and every nether, even without Hatfasa, really has a din that he was matvus in a davar nader. So that would be lefi zeh. It's pashut that every nether is going to have a din of milu b'kanamos. Mashekin lefi the other rishonim that hold the ikur nether is not aydei hatfasa. So if he makes a nether without hatfasa, dan yeshli stopik the suffik if we're going to say yesh milu b'kanamos b'kihai gavna. And we spoke at the suffix of the Ran, that whether or not we say by Me'ila, by Konomois, that the Chavis goes out L'chulin. And we spoke at two Mahalchim and Achronim to explain what's the beer in the Ran. And we said the Minchas Chinuch explained that the suffix of the suffix of the Ran was dafka by a koinim klali, which Rameir says that there's pidyon dafka there. There was a tzad in the Ran that the chavetz can go out lechulin aydei meila, just like the chavetz can be paka aydei pidyon. So too, there was a tzad that the chavetz could become paka aydei meila. But on a koinim prati, which does not have pidyon, then it's pashut that it can't go to chulin aydei meila. The Karen Ora said fakert. The Karen Ora said, then on a klanim klali, that's pasha that it could go l'chul and aydei me'ila, just like it has a pinyon. The suffix of the Ran was, can even by a klanim prati, which doesn't have pidyon, can that also go to chul and aydei me'ila? The Gemara's Mamshech, Amalei Rav Acha, Breder Rav Avila, Rav Ashik, Kari Alecha, V'nasan Leib Matana, Mimal, Limon Noisen, Haloya Sira Lea, Limon Mekabel, Yachel Do'amer Hater Ba'isi, Yisura Loi Ba'isi. Machan Ephraim and Simon Lamed Hey Hilchos Zechira Mihefker brings a Chuvas HaRashba. The Rashba says that if Reuven asers his Nechosim to a specific Isha, and then he goes ahead and he's Makadish her with his Mammon, the Rashba paskins that she's not Makudeshes. The Rashba holds, like Rav Rishonim, that something which is Asur Bahanah, you can't make a kinyan on it. It's not Shaykh to be Zeichet to have a kinyan on something which is Asur Bahanah. Like Orla, for example, someone can't be koina Orla. So the Rajma says l'shitasoi. So to over here, this net nidar, his hana is asur to her. His nechasim are asur to her b'hana. So therefore, when he gives her mom on the shem kiddushin, she can't be zoich in it. Therefore, the kiddushin is not chal. The Machan Ephraim asks Bishlama by Shari Suri Hana, like Orla, that has absolutely no use at all for anybody. So therefore, it doesn't have a din of Mammon, and therefore he can't be Zeich in it, because he can't make a Kinyan in something that doesn't have a din of Mammon. Mashenkin over here, it's only his Nechasim are only Asa to her. So why can't she be Koina in it, Koina the Nechasim, Legabi, that she can use the Nechasim to give away to somebody? She can use the Nechasim to give to her children or whatever. Why is it that she can't be Koina at all?
and he asks a kasha on the Rashba from our sugya. In our sugya, he says it's mashma that the only reason why the makabel of the kikar was not moel is because of this taina that he could say that he had, did not have das to be koina isura. He doesn't want to be koina isura, but lu yitzur he didn't have that taina. Lu yitzur there was no umdina that he doesn't want to be koina isur. Then we would say he would be the one to be ma. Why is that shver? Because the Gemara says in Bab Metziyah Daf Tzadik Tes, there's a sugi there about somebody who's mashil a kardoim, somebody who's mashil to somebody some sort of saw, some sort of hammer. The Gemara says that the mashil can be chayzer on the sheila until the shoyal uses the kardom, until he's baka boy. If he's not baka boy, the mashal can change his mind, and the shoyal doesn't have a kinyan on the she'ela until he actually goes and uses it. So the Gemara asks a kasha on that, because it says over there that if a gizbor is mashal, a kardom shel hekdish, so he's moel. The gizbor is moel. Which the Gemara says, you have a rai from here that even before the shoyal uses the kardom, the kinyan is chal already on the she'ela. Because if there wouldn't have been a kinyan, when he was moishech the kardoim, so then me'ila wouldn't be chal. So we see from this Gemara that in order to be chayiv midin me'ila, you have to make a kinyan on something. The kinyan has to be chal. So me'ila, the Machad Ephraim asks that in our sugya that we're talking about the kikar is asur only to the makabel, and still we have to come on to this svara that he didn't want to be koinit. But and therefore he's not koinit. It's like a kinyan toes, like a mekach toes. But lu yitzur, he didn't have that taina, and he didn't mind being koinit iser. So we would have said that he would have been koinit. Because if we don't say that, then it would not be shaykh me'ila. Because mevu and bab metzia, that in order to be chay mishu me'ila, you have to be able to make a kinyan. This is the Machan Ephraim's kasha on the Rajba. The Nesivus HaMishpat, Simon Ayin Reish Hey, he asks Akasha, the Machan Ephraim. He says, how does the Machan Ephraim understand any case of Me'ila? Every case of Me'ila is talking about any case of Me'ila where the Chavetz is being moved, mi Rishus Hektish to Rishus Chulim, by Idea Kinyan, is talking about something which is an Isser Gufa, which is us to everybody. It's Hektish. For example, the Kardom. How does the Machan Ephraim understand the Gemara that we just mentioned in Bav Metziyah Daf Tzadik Tes, that the Mashal is Moyel only because the Shoyal makes a Kinyan? How did that Kinyan happen? Right, by there, everybody, even the Machan Ephraim, agrees that you can't be coined as something which is completely also Bahanot to everybody. So how is it that there's a Kinyan over there which is Mechayef HaMishum Ilo? So the Nesiva says, Al Korchach, the Pshat is, you don't actually need a kinyan. You don't need a kinyan. Me'ila's chal for wanting to have a kinyan. That's enough to be mechayv mishum me'ila. Me'ila, that's the pshat in our sugya. Since he says he didn't want to be koine, he didn't have das, he didn't want to be koine, so therefore he's not mo'al. But if he would have wanted to be koine iser, so hagam, he would not have been koine the kikar, according to the Rajba, but he still would have been mo'al because he had the intention to be koine the kikar. That's the teretz of the Nesivus. Maisa the Kiyos Yankov in Masechta Nedarim Siman Lamed Beis, he asks on the Nesivus, but Lamaisa the Gemara Bav Metziah is still shver, because the Gemara Bav Metziah brings a raya that a shoyel is koine a kinyan she'ela even before he uses the chevetz that he's borrowing. And the raya is because he's moel. So you see from there, you see from the Gemara that you can't be moel unless he makes a kinyan. So what's the raya? If in order to be chayv mishum me'ila, you just have to want to be koine, so where's the raya that when a shoyel is moishach something, that blibes a kinyan? Maybe la'olam it's not a kinyan, but since he wanted to make a kinyan, he wants the chayvitz to become his legabi she'ela, that's enough already to be mechayv mishum me'ila. So the Stipler explains that because wanting is not enough, it has to be that he wants it, and he does a Maisa Kinyan, which for a Hedyot, something that Maisa Kinyan would work. So if he just, so that's the Raya of the Gemara Bav Metziah, that Lu Yitzur, a Meshicha from a Shoyal, a regular Shoyal, not a Shoyal on a Davar Hektish, a Shoyal on Davar Chulin, if it would be true that a Meshicha would not work, in order to give him a kinyan in the chavit that he's being shoyel. So then the intention of the shoyel when he's being shoyel davish al hekdish would not be enough. It's only enough because he did a maisa kinyan which works for a hedyot, and he had the intention, even though for him the kinyan's not working, but since he had the intention that it should work, together with a maisa kinyan which works for other people, so that's enough already to be chayv u'mishil ilah. I'm going to Be'ezus Hashem make a haschala on the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, the Torah mes Chumasoi u'masroisav l'daita u'makri v'lav kinei zovin kinei yoldois chatois v'ashamos u'malamdei medrash halachas v'agadois avaloy yilamdenu mikram. On this halacha of malamdei medrash halachas v'agadois, the Ran says, the reason why it's mutter to be melamed medrash to the mudr hana is because mitzvahs lav lahenus nidnu. Because mitzvahs are not given for hana, therefore the fact that the madir is giving a mitzvah over to the mudar, it's not considered that he's being mahanahim. The Turi Evin in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches asks Akasha on the Ran that in over there in Rosh Hashanah is a machloikis amiroim, whether or not we hold a mitzvah slav lehenos nidnu. Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Amor Rabbi Yehuda holds, that if somebody blows a shofar shel shlomim, he's not yotze, because mitzvah lehenos nidnu, therefore it's also for him to be nene from the shofar shel shlomim by being yotze the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. And since he's being over in Isser by being yoytze the mitzvah with the shofar that's also b'hana, so it's a mitzvah baba veir and he's not yoytze. And Rava holds mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu, and he's not over any Isser by using the shofar to be mekayim the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. So according to the Ran, that the pshat in the Mishnah is mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu. How does Rabbi Yehuda in Rosh Hashanah miyashiv the Mishnah? So the Turi Evin wants to answer. Originally, he says that there's a difference over there, over here. Since there's a chiyuv, the Gemara says later on that there's a chiyuv to teach for free. You know, he's allowed to charge money to teach medrash and halachas. So therefore, it's not so difficult for him to find somebody else to teach it to him. Therefore, since it's very easy for him to find somebody else to teach it to him, it's not considered a hana from him, because he can get it from anybody. Mashain came by tkiyah shofar. We're talking about a case where not so many people know how to blow shofar. There's only one shofar, and therefore it's also for him to be nene from the shofar. It's considered a hana because there is no other way of being mekayim the mitzvah. The Turi Evin afterwards, he's chayzer from this teretz because he says that lefizeh comes out that if somebody has, let's say, some sort of besomim that are asur b'hana, so he should be allowed to smell them if he has other besomim that are mutur b'hana, because he's not being nene from them, because he anyways has different besomim to smell. And he says, that's the lo yitachin at all. So he blibes shver with his question. The tzois in Siman Ein Beis that I mentioned in the shir before, brings a shach. The shach says that according to Tshuvas Haran, he brings a Tshuvas Haran that says that if somebody's mashil sefer to somebody else, and an oinus happens, and he loses the sefer, he's potter from paying. The shoyel is potter from paying for the sefer. And the shach explains b'shem Tshuvas Haran that the reason is because the reason why a shoyel is usually chayv ba'oinsin is because of the svar of kol hana shaloi. Mashenkin over here, when the mashil is mashil the sefer, he's being mekayim a mitzvah, and the din of pruta to Rav Yosef says that he's potter from giving tzedakah to an ani at that moment, that he's being mashil the sefer. So therefore, he's also considered that he's being nene from this hash, from the sheila. So it's not kol anashaloi, because also the mashil is being nene. The ktsois right over there in that sif katan lamedal of the ktsois, he says a different reason why the shoyel should be potter. He says, since we paskin mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu, and therefore a mudr hano is allowed to be nene from a shofar shel shlomim. He's allowed to be mekayim his mitzvahs shofar with a shofar which is asatim bano, because mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu. So too a shoyel who borrows a sefer to learn from it, so he's not being nene from the, there's no hano from the sefer, Because that which he's doing with the Sefer is he's learning from it, and learning is the mitzvah. And we say mitzvah slav lahenes nitnu. So it's kilu, he's borrowing something, and there's no hana at all. So we don't say a kol hana shaloi, because there is no hana from it. The Tzois himself asks from Reishchav Aleph and Shulchan Aruch in Yerodea, where the Mechaber there paskins Ahagoyis Maimoni, that says that if somebody's madir, he's asus his chefetz, his sefer, al chaveroi, so his chaver is not allowed to learn from the sefer. So it's mashma over there that we don't say mitzvah slav lehenes didnu by a sefer. It's also for him to use the sefer. So the Tzoi says no, because the Shach and the Taz both over there both explain the reason why it's also for him to use a sefer is because since Svarim are usually miskalka when people use them, so it's something that someone should really charge money for to rent it out. So if he gives it to him for free and he doesn't charge him, so it's kilu he's being mahana him by not charging him the fee that he really is entitled to. But lule that svara, we would have said that it's mutter for him, and the etzem hana that he's getting from the sefer is not a violation of the din of the Isser Hanah. The Nesivis over there in Simon 9 Beis asks on the tzoyis from a different Taz. The Taz later on in that Simon, Reish Chof Aleph, Sifkat Mem Gimel, on the halacha that says that a person can be yoytze, a muda hano can't be nana, who's also to be nana from a shofar, he's allowed to be mechayim his mitzvah with it because of mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. So Taz over there brings the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says that he's only allowed to be nana, he's only allowed to be mechayim mitzvah with the shofar if somebody else blows the shofar for him. Then it's not, then we say mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. It's not called that he's being nana from the shofar. But if he blows the shofar himself, so then there's hana. There's a hana of being mekayim the mitzvah himself, which he's not allowed to do. Says the Taz, based on this Beis Yosef, we can explain the other halacha that we mentioned before, that if somebody asks a sefer on chaveroi, that a sefer is not allowed to learn it, we don't have to come on anymore to the explanation about that really he should be paying schirus. And by giving it to him for free, he's being mahana him the schirus. We don't need that explanation anymore. Because Torah, says the Taz, is a hana. Anybody who learns Torah, besides the etzem mitzvah that he's doing, that he's learning Torah, it's mesameach es halev. So therefore, just like we say that somebody, even though he's blowing shofar, and we say mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu on the key mitzvah of shofar, but he gets hana from blowing the shofar, so by limud Torah also there's hana. So says the Nesivis, from this Taz, it's a pircha to the Ktois. We see that by Limud HaTorah, we don't say the Svara, Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nidnu. Because by Torah, besides the Etzem Kiyu Mitzvah, there's a Hana that comes with the Limud HaTorah. Maisa, this Taz was Mechavin to a parish of the Rav Avraham Minahar has a parish, Kedushim HaNedarim. And on Daf Mem Ches over there, he asks Akasha, he asks Mamish this question: why is it that if somebody's Madi or somebody from Hana, so the Gemara says he can't use his Svarim. So he asks, why can't he use his Svarim? Why don't we say Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nitnu to learn from the Svarim? So listen to the Lashon of the golden Lashon of the Avraham Minahar. He says like this, I'm quoting it inside. Lav Kushihi. The loy shaykh time of the mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu ela be mitzvah shehi tluya be maisa, a mitzvah which has a maisa. Shekisha adam oisa oisa, einam is kavin ledvar hana, sheinam oisa oisa lahanas gufo. He's not doing the mitzvah for his hana of his guf. Ela laasois masha nitztave me'eis Hashem. His whole kavana is just to do what Hashem told him to do. Aval mitzvah limud shehu inyan tzir halev v'yediyas ha'emes. Iker hatzivri hu kedei litzayer ha'emes ulehis aneg ulehanois bimado lesamech levavoy v'sichloy kedichsiv pikudi Hashem yisharim mesam chaylev umishum hochi avel also likros b'toyro b'nevim u'b'ksuvim. That's why an avel is not allowed to learn. Lipnei shehem mesam chem liboy al korchoy. Against his will, it's mesamechem. Hilkach leishayich lemeimar b'mitzvas Talmud deloy nitein lehanois. Sheikur mitzvasei hu ha'hana v'hatainug b'masha meisik u'meivin b'limud v'chule. You see, here from this, Avraham Min Ahar is saying not exactly like the Taz. The Taz is mashma that the etzem limud is limud Torah is a mitzvah. Just memela, there's a side hana that comes with it. That mitzad that hana, amud hana won't be able to learn from a sefer that is also to him b'hana. Avraham Min Ahar is saying it a little bit different. He's saying that the etzem cheftza of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to be nene from the chokhmah of the emes. The etzem tainug is the kiyum mitzvah. So it's not shaykh to say mitzvah's lav lehenus nitnu, like avi a mitzvah, that the whole kiyum mitzvah is bedafka to be nene from it. The Gemara says, Iboilahu hani kahani shluche di danhava u shluche de shamaya. The main afkamina lamuda hano. I amas the shluche di danhava, homahani lay, va osa, ve I amas shluche de shamaya, shari. The Gemara does not answer this Iboi. The Gemara in Kiddushin, Davchav Gimlam obeys, has the same Iboi. And the Gemara there brings a svar from Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Mi yika midi da anan loy matsin lamever ve inhu avdi. It can't be that they're considered shluche di dan. Because we don't have the koyach to be makrif korbanos, so if we ourselves don't have the koyach to be makrif korbanos, how could it be that we could give over the koyach to a koyin to do it, if we ourselves don't have the koyach? Elamai, it must be that when a koyin is makrif a korban, he's not being makrif a korban as a shliach to the bialim; he's being makrif a korban as kilu he's doing the shliach, the shlichos, or the mitzvah of a kodesh baruch hu. Tois is there, and Kiddushin asks the kasha, why didn't the Gemara in Nidorim bring this svara Rav Huna to be poishah the Iboi? The Tosfos gives two terutzim. The first teretz Tosfos says is the Gemara would rather bring a teretz from a Mishnah or a Braisa. And this Rav Huna is an Amoira. So therefore, the Gemara does not bring Rav Huna. The second teretz Tosfos says is that the Iboi in Kiddushin and the Iboi in the Dorim are choluk. The Iboi in Kiddushin was, is a Kohen the Shliach of Didan? Is he our Shliach? Is he the Shliach of the Baal HaKorban? Or is he the Shliach the Rachmana? And on that we brought the Sfar of Rav Huna, that it can't be that he's the Shliach of Didan, because if he was a Shliach of, because a person can't make a Shliach to do a Maisa that he himself is not able to do. The Gemara in the Dornim wants to know, is he also a Shliach Didan, or is he only a Shliach the Rachmana? Taisa says the Nafkamina is that if he's only a shliach de rachmana, the kohen can be makriv a korban of the Yisrael without the das of the Yisrael, because he's not acting on his behalf at all. Mashenkin, if we say that he's also a shliach of the bala korban, so then he needs the das of the bala korban in order to be makriv the korban. The obvious question that the achoinim ask is, just like the Gemara Kiddushin was able to be poishet, that he's not shluach didan, he's not only shluach didan, he must be shluach de rachmana because of the svara of mi'ika midi da anan loy matzin lemevet v'inu avdi. It can't be that we ourselves can't do the maisa, and we're going to make him to do the shlichas for us. So it must be that he's shluach de rachmana. So too, for this exactly the same svara, should be able to be poishet that he's not also shluach didan. What's the difference? Why is it that Gabi only being shluach didan? The Gemara says a svara that it can't be because since we don't have the koyach to be makriv korbanos, so we can't give the koyach to a shliach. But Lagabi also being a shliach didan, so then there's no such svara of mi'ika midi. Rabbi Chanan in Koyvet Ha'oros Simin Ayin Vav asks this kashan taisus, and he says a big yisoid. He explains that there's two different types of shlichus that we find in Shas. There's one type of shlichus, but without the shlichus, the maisa of the shliach is not considered a maisa at all. Masha'en Kain, another type of shlichus, is that the maisa, even without the shlichus, the maisa of the shliach is a maisa. But we need the shlichus in order to be misiyaches the maisa shlich, the maisa that the shliach is doing back to the mishalech. For example, if somebody makes a shliach to be begarish as a isha. So without the lule, the shlichus, if the shliach would go and be megaresh somebody else's wife on behalf of her husband, so we wouldn't just say that the maisa gerishim was not misyaches to the mishaleach, was not misyaches to the husband. Rather, we would say that there's no maisa gerishim at all. He didn't do anything. Since it's not his wife, he doesn't have the koyach bechlal to make a maisa gerishim bechlal in this isha. Another example is if somebody would go be mafrish truma shel chaveray without asking him. There also the hafrasha is not, he's not doing anything without the shlichas, he's doing nothing. Masha'en kein, the other example is the Gemara says that according to Shammai Hazaken, if somebody, Shammai Hazaken holds yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. So if he sends, if Reuven sends Shimon to go kill Levi, so Reuven's going to be chayiv for the Ritzicha. So over there, we don't need the shlichus to make the maisa into a din maisa. Even without the shlichus, it's a maisa Ritzicha. We need the shlichus only to be misiyaches the maisa Ritzicha back to the mishaleach. Al pi this, you say the Kovis Aris explains Pshat and Taisus. In the first type of shlichus, where we need the etzem shlichus in order to make that the maisa of the shlich has a din maisa, so on that shlichus, that's what we say this svara of mi'ika midi. Meaning, how could it possibly be that if the mishaleich himself can't do this maisa, that he has the koyach to give over to a shlich to give him the koyach to do the maisa? That's pshat in the Gemara and Kiddushin. The Gemara and Kiddushin has an iboy, is the koyan shluach didan, or is he shluach derechamana? So on that, we're saying that it can't, the Gemara answers that it can't be that he's merely shluach didan, because if he's merely shluach didan, that means that in order for the koyan's maisa hakrova to be considered a maisa b'chlal, not to be just a pasal korban, he needs that the mishaleach gives him over the koyach to make this korban a korban, to make this maisa a maisa. So on that, the Gemara says it can't be that he's merely shluch edidan, because how could he give him over the koyach to be makar a korban if he himself doesn't have that koyach? Elamai, it must be that he's a shliach derachmana, and he gets his koyach to be makar a korban from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The maisa asiyas hakrova is a maisa not because it's given to him by the mishaleach, but because he's doing the mitzvah Hashem to be makar of this shlamim, to be makar of this chatos. That's what gives the maisa the shame maisa. The Gemara in Nedarim has another iboy. Is the maisa in any way at all misyaches back to the Yisrael? Meaning, there's a tzad to say that even though he's considered, the kohen is considered shluchei derachmana, but still the Torah wanted that the mishaleach has dinim, that is ki'ilu, he's doing some of the maisa, he's doing the maisa hakrova, that the maisa misyaches back to him. So on that, we can't say mi'ika midi. There's no svara to say that since the mishaleach himself doesn't have the koyach to be makriv, so it can't be that the maisa is misyaches back to him. We don't need that he has the koyach to do the maisa in order for the maisa to be misyaches for him. We only need that the mishaleach has the koyach to do it, to do the maisa, when he is giving the koyach over to the shliach, that the shliach's maisa has a din maisa. But over here, he has already a din maisa, but in the fact that he's considered shluchi derachmana. Based on this, Rabbi Chanan wants to argue on the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tav Reish Yud Gimel, the last Mitzvah in Tayag Mitzvah, the Mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. The Minchas Chinuch says that since an Isha is not chayiv in the Mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, she cannot appoint a shliach to write a Sefer Torah for her because of the svara of Meika Midi. Since she doesn't have a koyach to write a Sefer Torah, so she can't give over the koyach. She can't be make a shliach to do it. Rabbi Chanan says based on this, you say it is not true. Because when the shliach writes a sefer Torah, he doesn't need the maisa shlichus to make that the maisa ksiva sefer Torah has a din maisa ksiva sefer Torah that he has on his own. Every person has the koyach to write a sefer Torah. The shlichus is merely that the maisa should be misyaches back to the isha. In which case, Rabbi Chanan said, "Api toisvus," that we don't say the svar of miika midi, let gabi just be misyaches the maisa back to the mishaleach. Memelo fizeh, an isha could make a shliach to write a sefer Torah. Reb Shimon Shkop in Shari Yosher Shar Zayin Perek Zayin has a little bit of a different way of explaining a very similar svar. He also explains there's two different types of shlichus. There's one type of shlichus on which the Gemara says shluchish adam kemoisai, which means that when the shliach does the maisa, it's as if the mishaleach himself is the one doing the maisa. And there's another type of shlichus where the shliach is the one doing the maisa. Just that the chalois of the maisa is misyaches back to the mishaleach. Al pizeh, he explains, pshat and tois was like this, that if the kohen would be merely shluchei didan, so that means that the whole maisa is totally on the baal hakorban. He's the one who needs to do the maisa. And when he makes the shliach to do the maisa for him, it's as if he's doing it. And that the Gemara says the Svara of Mi'ikamidi. Mi'ikamidi, it can't be the first type of Shlichas, where we view the Shlich as being as if the Mishalech himself is doing the Maisa, Midin Shlucha Shal Adam Kemoisai, and that we say Mi'ikamidi. We can't take Shlucha Shal Adam Kemoisai if the Mishalech himself doesn't have the Koyach to do this Maisa. Masha'enkin, after the Gemara in Kedushin was poishit that he's Shluchei D'Rachmana, then the Gemara in Darim has a separate Shaila. Do we say that the Maisim that he's doing are Misyach is back to the Meshalech? And now, like, this Nakuda, it's Mamish Daimet Rabbi Chanan said. Like, here, there's no Svar of Mi'ikamidi, because we're not saying that the Shliach has a din of the Meshalech himself. Therefore, we don't need that the Meshalech himself has the Koyach to do this Maisa. It's enough that the Shliach has the Koyach to do the Maisa, and the Maisa is Misyach is back onto the Meshalech. There's an interesting chakira in the din of Mi'ikamidi. The chakira is, do we say that Mi'ikamidi is dafka when in din the Mishalech does not have the klech to do what he's giving over to the Mishalech, what he's giving over to the Shliach to do? For example, here by Korbanos, where the Yisrael does not have the halachic ability to be makriv Korbanos. Or do we say, even b'gehai gavna, where he's able to do it al pi halacha, just for some reason, physically, Metzias, he can't be mekayim the din right now, he can't do the din, even there we say the din of Mi'ikamidi, that he can't give over a shliach. Rabbi Chanan and Klevis Ha'oros, Simen Ayin Vav Ois Yud, brings the Tosfos Yeshanim and Erev Daf Yud Gimel, that holds that by, even though by Nesinas Haget, we need the Baal has to make the Mishaleh, has to give a shliach to give over the get to his isha, but by ksivas haget does not require shlichus. And the raya that he brings is that if you tell me that the ksivas haget needs shlichus, then a gidem, somebody who doesn't have a hand, doesn't have an arm, he can't possibly write a get, because he can't make a shliach to make a get for him, because since he himself can't write a get, so therefore he can't make a shliach to write the get for him. Rabbi Chanan asks, over there he's able to write a get, al pi halacha, just the fact he doesn't have an arm is preventing him from writing a get. Elamai, we see from Tosfos Yeshanim, Tosfos holds that not only if al pi halacha the Mishalech does not have the koyach to do the Maisa, but even if physically he does not have the koyach to do the Maisa. The Machane Ephraim, in the third parak of Gerushin, he brings a Gemara Baba Kama Daf Kuf Yud. The Gemara says, over there, that a Kohen has the Koyach, a Kohen, if he wants to bring his own Korban, so he has a special schus to go and be makriv the Korban, and he gets to eat the Korban and take the Oiris for himself. So the Gemara says, the Braisa says that if he was a Zaken or he was a Choyle, so he's nice to the Kol Kohen Shiyirtza, so he himself can't partake in the Avodah, he's too old, so he can give it to any Kohen that he wants. But the Avoida and the Oira, meaning the schus to keep the Oiras and the schus to eat the meat, gets split up between the Anshi Mishmar the way that it's usually split up. To which the Gemara asks, Manav Shach, if he can't possibly, if he does not have the Koyach to do the Avoida, so why is he able to appoint a Shliach to do the Avoida for him? Machna Ephraim says, from this Gemara we see that even though the reason why the Kohen cannot perform the Avodah is only because he's Zaken Echayle, still the Gemara understands that if he's too old and he can't do the Maisa physically, so he no longer has the din to make a Shliach do the Maisa for him. So the Machna Ephraim also holds that even though he's able to do the Maisa Pi Halacha, but since physically speaking he can't do the Maisa, so Mela we say he can't appoint a Shliach. The Noida B'Yehuda in Tinyana Evan Ezra Simin Samach Tes is Chaylik. He's Chaylik on the Machane Ephraim. And he says that the Pshat in Baba Kama is different. The Pshat is not that if he can't do the Avodah himself, he doesn't have the Koyach to appoint a Shliach. Rather, the Pshat is that since usually the din is that the Anshei Mishmar are the ones who get to split up the Avodah, it's their job to do the Avodah. Just as a Gzeres HaKosu, that when a Kohen brings a Korban of his own Korban, he gets all the Avodah. So we say, since anyways he has the Schus to do the Avodah, and Anshei Mishmar are missing out on their Schus, so he can give out his Schus to anyone specifically of the Kohen that he wants. And he's not being mafsi the other Anshei Mishmar, because anyways, if he wanted to, he could have taken it himself. Majenkin, if he's too old to do the Avodah himself, so he can't be mafsi the rest of the Anshei Mishmar, because he himself
Once he can't physically do the avodah, he loses his schus to decide who gets to do it because he himself can't do it. So memela, automatically the din of the korban goes back to the anshe mishman. Not the pshat that he can't give it over as a shliach because he can't do it. But rather, when he can't do it, he loses his schus to do it. And automatically the schus goes back to the anshe mishma.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.